Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home here on UMFM. Thanks for being here, everybody. My name's Jeff. You can contact me, Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find the show on Facebook and on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson. I got also on Instagram and all that other crap, too. But, you know, you're here. You've found it already. You can also subscribe to the show, by the way, and get downloaded episodes on iTunes and Podbean and Google Podcasts and all kinds of places, except Spotify, which I'm resisting, just on principle alone. But we're out there, and you know, I'd love it if you spread the word about some of this great music, and I'd love it if you go and buy some of this great music to support the artists who make it. It's my life's work is to try and spread the word about this stuff and hopefully support some of these folks so that they can keep doing what they do and what I really, really need and want them to do. And another place that does important work about spreading the word and fostering a community like nobody else is our pal John Scholes down at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club, along with, you know, all kinds of other characters who are equally responsible for the success of that place. Leslie, of course, for many years, now the Rachels and Sean Burns and all kinds of people who make that place as special as it is. They're celebrating 20 years of being high and lonesome this week with a great, well, it looks like it's going to be great, a special live stream event coming up on the 20th. So you definitely want to keep your eyes open for that. The great thing about the Times Changed, if you've never been there, it's kind of a musician's clubhouse where all musicians go to hang out and jam and learn from one another. Unfortunately, they also go to there to talk to one another, usually during the music, which drives me nuts. But it's an important place and a place where so many of the artists that we love basically have to play. It's either house concerts or Times Changed. If you're a lot of the artists that we love, the, you know, the Brock Zemans and those kind of people of the world, the May Hemingways and all the people we love, they're not going to play the Park Theater just yet. Perhaps they probably they definitely deserve to. They probably should at one point, but they are either house concerts or Times Changed, and so it's a super important place for artists that we love and you know, a lot of us as well. So we're going to celebrate it with some great music. There's been so much music recorded at the club. We're going to hear a bunch of things right now from their Bandcamp page, which were recorded at the club, highandlonesomeclub.bandcamp.com. There's a bunch of amazing records on there that you can download, and you can get CDs of most of the stuff from John Scholes as well. And we'll kick it off with one that we've played already once or twice before, but it's so great. And it perfectly sums up what's great about the place. It's from the new compilation called We Still Got a Lot of Living to Do that John Scholes and Sean Burns put together. And the amazing thing about John Scholes, you know, initially during the pandemic shutdown, a bunch of people wanted to support the club, and we, you know, kind of donated some money, and Sean and his band made a record to support the club and donated some money. And then John said, you know what, this needs to go to the artists who make the club so great. So he gave most of it away to the artists, as part of this record. So if you buy this record, you directly support, the artists who perform on it. And just show a little love. It's called We Still Got a Lot of Living to Do. And this one features one of the mainstays at the club. The number one poor choice himself, Andrew Neville.
1, 2. There and there to hear chickens and music and cold beer. My first memories are not too clear, but I never will forget. Songs and jokes and drinks and tokes, nights into days and basement folks. I'm proud to be one of this wheel's spokes. We've been rolling through the years. It's a window to history. Mark made a fortune. Don't try and pull something fast on the doorman. You've excellent taste in music, that is. Tear it up now, Danny T. You want a lesson in blues? Big Dave, lay it down. Here's to those that are living and those underground. A place like this can only be found in heaven, or not at all. I've found love, found friends, been up and been down. I drank enough bourbon to make the room spin around. No puking, he said, but we've all gone and done it. Give me another one, I gotta go. Was it luck or hard luck or fate or mistake? I walked through these doors and stayed real late. Never been gone, although I've had to leave. My heart's there, it's in the back. If these walls could talk, man, they would tell us a story. To play on this stage is a moment in glory. We might drink a lot, but we get paid to party. I've been hung over more than you. Yeah, it's the place to be. Always was, always will be. And Johnny could see what should and what could be. Our club, our home, our office, our bar. A honky-tonk Shangri-La.
How's it sound?
A little more?
It's been now. All right, you know, on occasion of me having this this nice little guitar, Sean's changing my string for me, nice guy. This is a song about the sleeveless bandit. He frequents this place quite a bit. You guys know him as Andrew Neville. I haven't played this song for a long time, but we're going to give it a go.
Well, if you're always making poor choices, you ain't gonna get nowhere. Unless your name is Neville and you got time to spare. A water that's for pussies, let me buy you a shot. Cause it don't matter if you want one, cause it's coming to you ready or not. Well, he likes going hard any old time of day. And he'll steal your girlfriend if you got one, just the minute that you look away. Cause he'll let her buck, cause he don't give a fuck about getting up in the morn. If the world was just a little more like him, well, I'd stop your kids from being born. Well, if it's Friday, I can tell you just where he's gonna be. At the good old High Lonesome, just a getting drunk for you and me. But girls, look out, cause he'll tell you that you're pretty and he'll buy you a shot. Cause he knows he'll be better looking when he finds you puking in the parking lot. Well, he likes going hard any old time of day. He'll steal your girlfriend if you got one, just the minute that you look away. He'll let her buck, cause he don't give a fuck about getting up in the morn. If the world was just a little more like him, I'd stop your kids from being born. And Johnny Scholes would be the richest man in this whole town next to Peter Nygaard. Oh, thank you. That's for John and Andrew Neville.
Okay, Skiosevich, we're going to do a song for Mr. Josco P. Coltrane right now. John Scholes. I like to call him Josco. It's kind of like calling Jennifer Lopez J-Lo. In any case, we're going to do this little song now about drinking little shots of Jim Beam bourbon. As soon as I tune this thing. It's not about getting drunk, Johnny. It's about trust. Josco, can I have another shot of Beam? I kind of feel like drinking till it all feels like a dream. But it's not that I'm down, or my heart is full of holes. I just want me another shot of Beam, Johnny Scholes. It's Friday night, I got no gig, so I won't be perpetrating. But that's not gonna stop me from going out and celebrating. The 14 Ellis bus, it takes me right to the Times Change. The music from the bandstand said it's time to get deranged. How about it for all the fine staff here at the Times Change, High and Low and Crook? All right.
Thank you. my dude. Now it's time to get nasty. Do you want to get nasty? Do you want to go fast?
Sweet, only a fool knows what it means. chicken toss song. I mean, hey, right.
Got a little bit of ring on his neck. Johnny got a bucket and he's gonna put it in the middle of the room. Johnny got a chicken and he's gonna make you pay a buck and toss it. Johnny got a chicken and if you toss it good, you're gonna win. Lots of money, tell John.
There's a band that they call themselves on the CD Soundcheck, C-Z-E-C-H. It's the Derangers with Josko on the muck bucket and the vocals there and chicken noises. From the first Winnipeg, The High and Lonesome Years, Volume 1, way back when, we heard something from all four of those records. We also heard in there Nathan with a couple from Volume 2, and if we can't play a double shot of Nathan on this show, then what the hell good are we? God, I love Nathan. Oh, man. We heard them covering Tom Waits there on Temptation and Stone in there before that. Another of Cary Latimer's most brilliant songs. There are many of those. Oh, so good. We heard the Perps in there with Josko, Can I Have Another Shot of Beam, written before John Scholes actually joined the band. So now he actually gets to play a song about himself when the Perpetrators play. We heard Adrian Sala, now a member of the Legislative Assembly here in Manitoba. And thankfully he's doing awesome work there. He is good at that job. Glad to have him representing. We heard his song about Andrew Neville and Andrew Neville off the top himself with Honky Tonk Shangri-La, all of that stuff and more you can get at highandlonesomeclub.bandcamp.com, and I highly, highly recommend that you do exactly that. Some real, real gems there for you for sure. There are many songs written about or mentioning The Times Changed, and I thought I'd throw in a few more quick ones here for you before we talk about some other stuff in celebration of the 20th anniversary of that place. Here's one from the Scott Nolan Band with Chicken Flu. Tell the band to go home.
We're gonna go where we celebrate the chicken, the princess at the bar, the queen in the kitchen. Here's the church, here's the steeple. Haven't told you yet, you're all good people. Chicken flu, chicken flu. Got a whole lot of living to do. Get your Winnipeg, United States, and Mexico. We can leave or where would we go? It's always early, they serve late. Just all kind of place. Good and dark, just enough class. The waitress has a tattoo of Texas on her.
United States and Mexico. We could leave, but where would we go?
So, now let me explain this. I went to go play the Times Change a couple years ago, and to my understanding of things, they weren't totally used to the type of stuff that I play there, and so they were a very kind bunch. And so I played my set, and then I went to the bar and I collected my $50 from John Scholes, and then I walked down those steps into the basement, that room that's down there. And I think somebody told me you're not allowed to smoke anymore down there, but you were allowed to then, by golly. And my sweater was never the same. And I actually like the place so much that I wrote a song about it. And I know I'm not the first, and I know I won't be the last either. But what I did was I wrote a little moral tale. Barfly finds redemption. Let's say there's a fella who's perhaps been spending a bit too much time there. And he finds redemption in the arms of a plaid shirt-wearing goddess. It's 12 steps from hell at the high and lonesome hotel. My baby left me here. She took my money and she drank all of my beers and left cigarette butts in the cans. Left me a broken man. And I've been thinking about drinking that beer since I left home. It's 12 steps down to hell, and what goes on, nobody can tell. The demons all laughing, and the smoke is in the air, and there's a devil with a goatee reclining in a chair, and the angels fall out of the sky, and lonely souls all come to die. And I've been thinking about drinking down there since I was born. Let's have three cheers for the drinkers of the world. Cheers to you and me. Let's have three shots and another three again, because the good things all come in threes. And if you can't seize a day, well, you gotta seize a night. You gotta rage against a dying of the fight. And no one knows where we're going, but we're damn sure on our way. And it's a special kind of hell, where the angel in the plaid shirt dwells, with her steel-toed boots and a broken tooth. Spit and come hithers from her usual booth. Well, I guess I better bone up first. I feel a sudden oncoming quenchable thirst. And I guess I'll have three shots, John, and another three more to share. So let's have three cheers for the drinkers of the world. A cheers to you and me. Let's have three shots and another three again, and then another three again for posterity. And if you can't seize a day, well, you gotta seize a night. You gotta rage against a dying of the fight. And no one knows where we're going, but we're damn sure on our way. And then she leaned over all conspiratorial and said, let's go for a walk by the river. And my head went numb, and my mouth went dumb, and I fumbled for my mittens and my zippers. And we were talking about the weather, and she gives a little push, and I'm praying, cause she's smoking like a burning bush. Someone say goodbye, man, I am gone. I'm gone, gone. So let's have three cheers for the lovers of the world. Cheers to you and me. Let's have three kisses and another three again, and then another three again for posterity. I'm gonna seize a day, I'm gonna seize a night. I'm gonna rage against a dying of the fight. I don't care where I'm going, as long as I'm going with you. That's all I wanna do. That's all I wanna do.
Ah, the Sadies there, capping off some of the highlights from the genre of songs about the times change. That's the times change there from Tales of the Rat Fink. How absolutely unbelievable was it to see the Sadies play at the times change a couple of years ago? Unbelievable. Before that, from the East Coast, Kev Corbett. He stopped in at UMFM a number of years ago and gave us that song there, 12 Steps to Hell. And off the top of that quick little set, the Scott Nolan Band with Chicken Flu from American Hotel. And man, the shows that I've seen down there over the 20 years plus of that place, unbelievable the number of great moments that we've had and the number of things that I've seen that you just wouldn't see anywhere else and the good times that we've had. So I thought I'd kind of take a stroll down memory lane and relive some of the many highlights for me of that place, of my live music going career down there. And one annually ton of fun is Neil Fest. It's an annual celebration of Neil Young's birthday. And generally what they do most of the time, they ask a band to cover an entire Neil record. So the band will pick their favorite record. And it's never the ones you think. Like, you know, it's not all people doing, you know, Harvest and Harvest Moon. It's seen some weird ones, you know, people doing, saw Woodshed Havoc do Greendale and, you know, like offbeat records. But sometimes, you know, you just get, especially the last set of the night, it's usually like Chris Carmichael and whoever else just banging out electrified Neil hits and just giving her. And it's always, always incredible. It doesn't even matter who's playing. You just go and you know you're going to have a good time. And, well, my personal favorite, of course, of all those Neil Fest things, always has to be when Damon Mitchell gets down there with the New Meanies or the Blue Meanies or the Joe Meanies or whatever they want to call themselves at the time. He's definitely a Neil Young fan of the finest order. I think my favorite one had to be when they did Freedom, maybe, and they just tore through that one. But always a good time. Here's Damon playing along with someone we heard on the show. Was it last week? Yeah, I think it was last week. Here's Lana Lewandowski on Tell the Band to Go Home.
Home today, I think he's gone. I know what they say. Don't try this at home, kids. It don't take waking up covered in throw up to be a man. Save your pennies to pay off your student loan, kids. You won't find no answers at the bottom of a bottle or can. When our wrists abandon, I wish it was never ending. Ask me how I feel, I can tell you till you got a year. The way that girl drinks beer, she really puts it away now. The way she drinks beer, you swear she had a hollow leg. Just a slip of a girl, oh, but just like a pink one. She's got a punch to knock you down so hard you don't know if you wanna get up. Watching her swirl, it right her mouth and then sink was. Well, it makes me feel legless before I put my lips to the cup. They say that loose lips are liable to sink ships. I bet she sinks a super tanker twice a year. The way that girl drinks beer, she really puts it away now. The way she drinks beer, you touch she had a hollow leg. Well, I asked God if it was wrong to say that her drinking put me thinking in a spiritual way. He said, my son, don't you know the score? What you think? I said, drugs down that floor, drinking soda pop, but you'll just get bored and you're never gonna see the true face of the Lord. The way that she holds the can in only two fingers and leaves the other for a free to make a blessing or put on a hat. If I get old, that'll be the memory that lingers, maybe longer than the sound of her voice or the taste of her sex. There's nothing I wouldn't give her, my heart, my soul, my liver. She'll probably be needing within a year. The way that girl drinks beer, she really puts it away now. The way she drinks beer, you'd swear she had a hollow. Where does it go? I swear that I don't know. Cause she's a clever little girl with a voice to do, but she never seems to visit the little girl's room.
He flies through the air with the faintest of ease, oh, and he isn't even younger on a tear. The last gasp of a half-dead breeze got a swank and a charger and a mullet. Then lately me and my fiancé turn off the TV and we don't answer the door. We hear the tapping of a six-pack on the screen and fucking no one wants to party anymore. Remember grad? Remember Montana? Remember when I burned my lips on the knife? Remember when you fell out of a spruce tree? I haven't laughed so fucking hard in my whole. But now everybody's got a list of things they've got to buy for a weekend out of town. It's still free.
to things they've got to buy for the weekend out of town that's still 3 weeks away. Well, you got to plan ahead these days. Now for me, there are two kinds of people: a type party all night. A lot of people told him that he could have got fucked, but he fucked it up by getting sloppy drunk. At 10 a.m. he was still half cut, and he was loading up the empties in the trunk. She was reclining in the passenger seat and said, "I split when Jerome ran out of dope. Now I don't know if you're a party or a pussy, but why don't you wait with me until the liquor store is open?" And now everybody's got a list of things they've got to buy for a weekend out of town that's still 3 weeks away. Well, you got to plan ahead these days. Now for me, there are two kinds of people: uptight and party all night.
Good night. That's Chantal Vitalis on the guitar, Peter Mahler on the drums, and Diane Kucha on the bass.
Tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna write a letter just to say that I hate you. When my old car and shotgun are registered, my room is clean, and my debts are paid at the local bar. When the Foggy Mountain isn't my favorite song, I do all the normal stuff normal people do just to get along. Well, I tell you how it's gonna be. I'm gonna write a letter just to say that you miss me. We'll be right back.
tell you what I'm gonna say. Gonna write a letter just to say I think I'm okay. Well, I tell you what I'm gonna do.
Couldn't get clear, so I threw on my boots and away I run, just looking for a little bit of atmosphere. Yeah, looking for a little bit of atmosphere. All right.
Body, I'm hard on my bones. I'm hard on every tool I own. Hard of hearing, I'm hard of taste. Getting all my teeth replaced. I'm hard on every tool I use. I strip the drivers and the screws. I'm hard on my soles, hard on my heels. Hard on tires, I'm hard on wheels. Hard on clutches, I'm hard on brakes. I'm hardest on my own mistakes. And my suspension needs new springs. Cause I'm hard on things. Hard on things. Mm-hmm. on all the ones I love. I'm hard on hearts, I'm hard on flings. I'm hardest on the sweetest things. I've worn out 2 gold wedding rings, 'cause I'm hard on things. And I may be right and I might be wrong. It's hard to put that in a song. It's hard to make this Gibson sing. Whenever I try, I break the strings, 'cause I'm hard on things. You understand me? I'm hard on things. I'm hard on everything. It's hard to care for someone you love who's hardly there. I'm hard on my wallet, I'm hard for cash. I go hard until I crash. I'm hard on my liver, it's hard on my head. It's hard to sleep when I lie in bed with the nightmares the morning brings. I'm hard on things.
Few of the many memorable shows I've seen down at the Times Change. Normally, in better days, a regular down there is Corin Raymond, Hard on Things. Before that, we heard Jack Marks, who's done some incredible shows down at the Times Change, Exley's Blues. We heard NQ Arbuckle, first place he played in Winnipeg was the Times Change. In another time, we heard Chris Demeanor and his Crack Band, one of my first real introductions to the Times Change. When I really got it was Chris Demeanor and Jeff Berner playing down there. I think it was 2003. We heard something from Party All Night there, and Jeff Berner himself, The Way That Girl Drinks Beer. And off the top, Alana Lewandowski with Damon Mitchell on guitar. Don't be denied. We got to go. Check us out next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Thanks for being here, everybody. Watch out for that Times Change video coming on Wednesday. Stay tuned.